We're talking now. It's been a while since we've had a really good affordable housing story here on 2SER, at least in my experience. There's a forum on affordable housing going to be held in Parramatta this week, including guests like the Shadow Housing Minister, Senator Doug Cameron. The forum aims to address the issues surrounding Sydney housing after reports found that less than 1% of housing in Sydney is affordable. We have now Magnus Linder, co-chair of the Sydney Alliance, on the phone. Magnus, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Looking at the issues behind Sydney housing, as we just mentioned there, less than 1% of housing in Sydney affordable. How did we arrive at that number?
Yeah, that figure would have come from the Anglicare rental affordability snapshot, which looks at one weekend, they look at what's actually available for rental. I think it was about 13,000 different properties that they surveyed, and it's really a pretty bleak and sad scenario for people that are looking for properties, and out of that 1%, which is only a handful of properties, they were all, of course, up in the Blue Mountains or on the Central Coast and not actually in the Sydney Basin itself.
Yeah, looking to buy or rent, very, very much a struggle for Sydney siders at the moment.
Yeah, it really is a tough ask. And in fact, we did a survey out in the Penrith electorate going back on March 17th, which is partly what I'll be speaking about at this forum on the weekend. And we surveyed Penrith because it's a marginal government seat and it's got about 30% of renters, and we're finding that renters are really being ignored by government, and now that housing to purchase has become so prohibitively expensive, the importance of renters having security and to be able to afford to live in their communities and to have a chance of being within a reasonable commute to work, it becomes a lot more important for renters to have rights. And our survey actually showed that there was complete support. 97% of people agreed that everyone has a right to affordable rental housing. And that was a survey of 628 face-to-face conversations that we had with people on that day.
Tell us a little bit more about the forum itself. Who's going to be there and what are the sort of specific topics you're going to be covering?
Yeah, so I'll be opening with some results of the survey. We're going to have some politicians, both federal and state. We're also very disappointed that the state MP for Penrith, Stuart Ayres, has repeatedly declined to speak to us, and unfortunately has also pulled out of the invitation to speak at our seminar. We're finding that there's been a little bit of stonewalling from the state government in terms of engaging with us on this issue. So we're going to ask some hard questions, and we're going to look at possible solutions. And Sydney Alliance, we don't stand for one party or another, but we have picked really housing as one of the things that we stand for, which is for the common good. And housing now has been something that our current state government has placed as a number one issue when the Premier Gladys took the reins. She promised that there would be action on this issue. And what we've seen is an increase of prices. I think it was 70% of increase in prices over 5 years. And then in the last 2 years, we have seen record supply, and yet prices have still gone up. And so supply and prices, they actually don't correspond in terms of just that regular supply and demand. Housing is not like bananas. And we're going to be exploring at this seminar really, what are some of the solutions and what can we do? Because we believe that there are affirmative action policies that government can take.
And just finally, Magnus, if we come up with some of these policies, come up with some of these solutions put forward, what are you hoping to come of that? Are we hoping to see some political movements, some political momentum built out of these kind of grassroots forums?
We certainly hope so. With 10 months left to the next state election, we strongly feel that we need to keep raising this issue and raise alternatives to the lack of policy and the lack of affirmative action in this area. Lots of families are doing it really tough, and we're really concerned, particularly for lower income earners, the bottom 40% of income earners are really being squeezed out of Sydney altogether. And as our survey shows, there are many people that are simply concerned for their children. There are other people who are still in their 30s who are still living at home. Older single women now are the fastest growing cohort who are homeless. And so what we're seeing is, a shift in our society that we've never seen before. Housing has been the traditional way that families have had wealth within their families, and that's now not able to be sustained. And so it's and instead of creating wealth, it's actually ripping families apart, because kids have no choice but to move out of Sydney unless they're able to afford a really high rental.
Magnus, I greatly appreciate you joining us this morning, having a chat with us about this one, and best of luck with the forum on Saturday.
Thanks, Sean, and thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Absolute pleasure.